Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with an actor that people will remember from the cult favorite Dracula versus Frankenstein. In fact, he's the oldest living screen, big screen, Dracula. And somebody know him as Xander Rokoff. His friends and everyone else knows him as Raphael Engel. And he's nice enough to come out during this COVID-19 crisis and promote drive-in blood drive. So how about that? What an angle there is there from Mr. Engel. And it's just absolutely wonderful to talk to Xander. Raphael, what do you prefer, Xander or Raphael?
I go by Raphael, and the character is Xander. We're doing a big push because there seems to be a lot of interest in something to take our minds off of what's going on the planet just for a moment or two, to something that's meaningful for us. So we, you know, if we're sitting there together or on screen or whatever, you can say, hey, Raphael, what do you think? But when we get into the idea of what is Xander about, he is the man who played the current, well, not the current, the Dracula that seems to have shown up in the psyche of so many people. And the nature of the film that Al Adamson and Sam Sherman made was quite unique. And so I think it's very timely to come back out and meet and greet people who love the film and just put a little bit of a spin on it, because the whole idea of Count Dracula asking people, please donate, we need your help. Blood is life. Interesting angle from a guy who needs blood for his life, huh?
Listen, no doubt about it. I love it. Second I heard it, I thought, hey, way to go, Xander or Raphael. As we know, you know. I think it's terrific, and I think you're terrific for doing this, and you're a good sport. And I'll tell you what, so many people love that film. I think it also, I think I saw it as The Revenge of Dracula. Is that possible?
No, I don't think so. When they put it together, it had it was the third iteration. They had a movie in mind. They have what's his name? Russ Tamlin, who was one of the stars of the movie West Side Story, and he came on board with Al and Sam, and he did a few movies for them, and one was very popular called Satan Sadist. So they were going to do a follow-up to a biker film. And then they thought they needed some horror elements, so they did some other piece, and they put that together. And the people looked at it, you know, who were kind of footing the bill, and said, not really, let's put that away for a while. So the way Sam mentioned it to me is he said, you know, there's something here. We've got to bring this to life. I know. We'll put Dracula and Frankenstein and a whole backstory about Dr. Frankenstein, and we'll add that as the most telling thing and spin that around. And so you have all these movies edited together, and then a redo of the final scene to make it even more potent, and it becomes a what? What exactly is this? And you know, it just really makes people go, this is so different than anything I've ever seen. And who is that long-haired Dracula? He looks like a cross between Frank Zappa and a number of other folks. It's just, what's going on here? And when you watch it again and again, and you begin to get into it. I mean, it took me that long to do it myself. I was, what have I gotten myself into?
If I remember correctly, Graydon Clark, did he play a teenager in this? Am I mixing this up?
I missed with the who?
Graydon Clark. You know, he went on to make films. You know, to make all kind of films.
Yeah, Graydon. He was. I think he was the cameraman.
Yeah, but I think he also played the teenager.
He was in it also. I think he did some camera work. I know many people who worked with Al wore a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
And I was interviewed by a man named David Gregory a number of years ago for a film that just come out last fall about the life of Al Adams. It was a documentary. And it's quite stunning, and it has all the folks, or many of the folks, who were part of Al's growing number of actors, filmmakers, camera people, you name it, who kind of helped drive. I think Al made 30 films, and a lot of people who were interviewed for David Gregory's film about Al have wonderful stories about all the things that went on. So I've been told that the Dracula vs. Frankenstein film was the top of the heap, that it was the most successful and the most loved because it was so wacky.
Yeah, it loved for sure. I mean, it's got its cult following, and I'm thrilled to be speaking to Xander Vorkoff, or Raphael Engel, his real name. And he's from Dracula vs. Frankenstein, which is a cult classic. And he's come out of the coffin, so to speak, to work to get people to do drive-in blood drives. And I think that's terrific. And especially what we want. And again, Frank McKay here with Xander Vorkoff, a.k.a. Raphael Engel, or the other way around, whichever goes first before the AKA. But anyway, the thrilled to have him. Either way, one of the things that we're being told is if you have this, if you've had this, COVID-19, that your antibodies, are helpful, and your plasma could be very valuable. So I imagine. Especially during these blood drives, and I don't know whether you are or not, but I don't think you're a medical person. But if you could address that, what do you know about the idea that folks that have had it, that have had COVID-19 and tested positive for coronavirus, that the their plasma is valuable because it has a healing quality.
Frank, the only thing I know is what I've read, and. There's something about the plasma, which I guess they separate from the blood, that have these antibodies which have a very good impact on the virus. In what way, I don't know. There's so much information out there every day. But I imagine at this point in time that if someone Googled that, you would get more information. The bottom line is blood is needed, and the people I'm working with to create, we're going to do a number of drive-ins all over the country, and we have a lot of surprises that we're working on. The day will come when I will come out into the world physically and meet and greet folks in a very safe way at one of these or many of these drive-ins. Eventually, we're going to get back into the conventions that had been put on hold, where I was scheduled to meet a lot of people. I really love meeting my fans, because the only live appearance I've ever done was the Hollywood premiere of David Gregory's film about Al Adamson. It was we did this at the Grauman's Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, in the Steven Spielberg Theater. And the impact of us being there, they had lines around the block, and they couldn't fit enough people in. People were so excited that Xander Vorkoff actually came into a place where people could say hello. I signed things. So we want to keep that going. We want people to really know that we're all in this together, and we can do things that are memorable, but we've got to start by giving, you know, of ourselves. And if we're capable of donating blood, it is most needed. I am going to work something out where I am going to give blood. So that will be a first. Yeah. Dracula giving blood instead of taking blood. So watch for that in the near future.
Yeah, that's terrific. Listen, I love the whole angle. And again, Xander Vorkoff is with us, and he's in real life, he's known as Raphael Engel. His stage name, I guess, right? His pseudonym is Xander Vorkoff. And again, Dracula, and Dracula versus Frankenstein, and he is one of the folks urging people to for the drive-in blood drives, and very, very important now during this crisis. Frank McKay here with Xander, a.k.a. Raphael, or the other way around, Raphael, a.k.a. Xander.
Let's just do Xander. Let's stay with Xander.
There we go. That decomplicates things. Is that a word, decomplicates? Look.
You just made it up, yeah. So it is.
Hey, give us a little bit of your history, if you don't mind. And I had heard, and maybe, forgive me if it's misinformation, were you the stockbroker for Sam Sherman or for Al?
No, that was somehow that got picked up by someone because I was helping to raise money for their film distribution company. They were making these films, and they wanted to have some say-so, I guess, where it was. And I had just come back from Vietnam, and I was looking to do things, and I had a family friend who was a stockbroker. And I said, you know, mate, when I met Sam and Al, I had mentioned this, you know, and maybe we can do something with him, and I know some other people. So we met once in a while. Al would come from Hollywood. Sam would come from, I think he was in upstate New York or New Jersey. We'd have a dinner meal, a meeting, and we'd talk about how we could move this forward. So ultimately, I think the success of the film raised some money. And at one of these meetings, they said, we don't have John Carradine anymore. You know, yeah. We're looking for a new Dracula, and we think we're living in contemporary times with all these amazing shows, hair, and, you know, some of these rock stars. There's a lot that can be done. You look like you'd fit the part. I have long curly hair and a goatee, and I've kind of got a thin face and eyes that kind of pierce. And they said, I think you would be a good Dracula. You know, Al is looking at me and they're going, what do you think? And you know what my response was?
What?
I don't like horror films. I've seen very few of them, and they kind of kept talking to me about it, and you know, well, you're helping us. This would be a big help. You've had a little background in the film and theater, from what we understand. This would, you know, be something valuable, but it would certainly help us. So I said, you know, what the heck? I'm a young guy. You've offered me something quite unique. I'm going to push through my resistance of something I say I don't like, and hope for the best. And so, off we went, and it became a great adventure. The Sam and Regina, his wife, who stars in, Al's wife, who's the star, the female star of most all of his movies, really good people and very creative, the things they would come up with, and some of them very hokey. I've told this story before. One of the things, they say cut, and so Sam runs on the set. He's got an idea. He brings this light and he plugs it in. It's on the floor between my feet, about 2 feet from me, and he said, this will really make Dracula look ominous. So I said, okay. So they turn it on. Okay, action. We do the next scene, and cut. And I said, oh, hold it. Did anybody notice that I blinked? That light is so hot. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll cut it. Well, guess what? It's in the film.
Wow.
There's an echo sequence all the way through that wasn't there in the beginning. And I think these are elements that are very creative to try to make something better than it might be. And once you see it as an audience member, you just shake your head and said, well, wait a minute. They only used the light in that scene, and he's blinking. What kind of Dracula blinks, you know? But you watch it, you know, you go, this is the craziest, funniest, most interesting film I've seen in a while with a Dracula Frankenstein. So we had great actors. Yeah, I mean, Lon Chaney Jr. won an Academy Award for an amazing role of Mice and Men. You have Jim Davis, who played the father on Dallas. You have Russ Tamblyn, who was the head of one of the gangs in West Side Story. You've got Angelo, the dwarf, who was probably in every movie Bela Lugosi or Boris Karloff made. And you got the cloak that Xandor wore in this movie that I was told when I went to Hollywood Costume or Western Costume, hey, you know, this is the cloak that Bela Lugosi wore when he did Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Wow, no kidding. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we were told. I don't know how actual that really is, but it felt right. It was made me act a little bit differently because I was wearing something that started this whole thing. So I'm sure there was some Dracula energy in it.
Yeah. Wow.
And here we are.
Way to go. Well, listen, let me ask you this, and again, I'll remind everyone, Xander Vorkoff is our very special guest, and we're talking about his help coming out of the coffin, so to speak, to help with the drive-in blood drives out there, and he's the oldest living Dracula. I hate to say that, but it is a distinction, and it is an honor, right, to be the oldest living film Dracula, and you know his work from Dracula vs. Frankenstein. It is a cult favorite, and Raphael Engel is his real name, but he's in the Al Adamson, Sam Sherman creation of Dracula vs. Frankenstein, which is still maybe more popular now than when it was back then. Wonderful. Xander Vorkoff is our very special guest.
And the Dracula movie is slated to appear at a number of drive-ins around the country starting at the end of this month. It's going to be one in Pennsylvania, and the group that's kind of managing me and all of this have had a great deal of experience are beginning to place this and move it forward so people can enjoy it again, and then one day meet and greet. I'm looking forward to talking to people.
Yeah, well, listen, it's exciting. Can you let us know what happened afterwards? You didn't do all that much acting afterwards. What did you do? Were you in the financial industry? Or was that misinformation?
No, I wasn't actually. Afterwards, I did another film for them in Hollywood, and I moved back and forth between New York and Hollywood, trying out different things, and I settled down ultimately in Asheville, North Carolina. I was there, let's see, I've been in Charlottesville, Virginia for about 10 years, so I was there in Asheville for almost 20 years, and I got really deeply into a theater, an improv theater form called playback theater, which is an improvisational form that plays back real life stories from people's lives. And there are playback companies all over the world. And so I got deeply involved in that. I started a company in Asheville, North Carolina, and we worked for almost 18 years in every venue you can think of, listening to real life stories. The way that people are going to listen to this show, people go, oh yeah. So we could have taken a snippet and played back an aspect of it you know, in a live performance on stage. And so I got very much into that, and it was a, and is a wonderful delivery system where people can be heard based on actual things that happen in our lives. I mean, what isn't a story?
Yeah, it's listen, you're right on with all of this. This is a story, and it was back in 1971 when Dracula vs. Frankenstein was made and first released, and now it is still. And coming out for a good cause, Xander Vorkov has been our very special guest. Xander, a.k.a. Raphael, do you have a website or a social media site to give
Not at this time. This has just begun to emerge, and because I have a family and responsibility, and you know, we're a little we're aged, as they say, we've aged in a wonderful way, we're people's elders, and it would be an interference to have to be tracked down, let's say. I've had some of that happen, so the people who are putting all this together are my contacts, and I think you've got that. Dina Marie White and David Sering, they're the movers and shakers creating this wonderful opportunity for Xander to be back in the game and to encourage people in, you know, unusual, fun ways like donating blood. And we made a PSA about that. I filmed something called The Oath of the Vampires, which is about giving blood. And that will appear before the Dracula versus Frankenstein movie at the drive-ins that they book. And people will get to interact with that and, you know, get a card and maybe some Dracula fangs. And yep. A lot of fun things are planned. And they're going to kick the whole thing off the, I guess it's a week from today, in a drive-in. I think it's the Circle Drive-In in Pennsylvania.
This is terrific. Listen, Xander, thank you very much for being here. Raphael, you too. And thanks for what you're doing. You're doing a great thing. And congratulations on what sounds like a wonderful life and the long-term legs of Dracula vs. Frankenstein, a cult favorite, of course. Xander Vorkov, a.k.a. Raphael Engel, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Frank, and stay healthy.
Frank McKay signing off. Xander Vorkov has been our very special guest. He is the oldest living Dracula to play on the big screen, on the silver screen, and he is promoting drive-in blood drives, and that's a terrific idea and a great thing for him to do. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.